Beyoncé dropped a new music video. It's her first new solo song since 2014, and fans went crazy over it. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. The song is called Formation, and it's already making waves, both for its classic Beyoncé style, mixing street fashion with high glamour, but also for addressing issues such as police violence and government neglect. There's been lots of talk online about the song, but there was one view in particular that caught our attention. Zandria Robinson, assistant professor of sociology at Rhodes College, dissected the song and video on her blog, so we asked her to read an excerpt from the post for us.
Beyoncé places her own reckless country blackness, one of afros, cornrows, and Negro noses, brown liquor and brown girls, hot sauce, and of brown boys and Cheddar Bay biscuits, in conversation with and as descended from a broader Southern blackness that is frequently obscured and unseen in national discourses, save for as dying, lynched, grotesque, excessive spectacle. Through this reckless country blackness, she becomes every black Southern woman possible for her to reasonably inhabit, moving through time, class, and space.
That was Zandria Robinson, assistant professor of sociology at Rhodes College in Memphis, Tennessee, and that was an excerpt from her blog post, We Slay, Part 1, on NewSouthNegress.com. The song and the video also grabbed attention because Queen Bee delivered it just 24 hours before her scheduled performance, along with Coldplay and today's Super Bowl halftime. Beyoncé was already in the news because of that collaboration with Coldplay on a song called Hymn for the Weekend. Life is a drink. Performing it, according to the band. An interesting decision because the song's popular video, shot in India, has become the latest pop artifact to ignite a heated debate on cultural appropriation. NPR's Ada Peralta looked into that story and asks just what is the line between what's acceptable and what's offensive.
You don't have to look hard to find a discussion about an artist taking from a culture that's not their own. Take the Justin Bieber song that's been ruling the pop charts for more than 3 months. That beat, it's classic for a Latin urban song. Bieber drops that single in October, and just as quickly and thousands of miles away in Chile, a blogger calls him out on it.
I expect them to do this kind of thing.
That's Maximiliano Jimenez. He runs the pop culture site Pausta, and he says the song is a tutorial on making reggaeton for white people. The song, he says, is a type of cultural colonialism.
Ven a Latinoamérica, ven el reggaeton.
The music business, he says, sees Latin America and this kind of music as an inspiration to make more money. Greg Tate says it's more complicated than that. Tate is a musician who has been writing about appropriation for decades, and he says much of art is about theft.
Your training as an artist is essentially about impersonation, imitation. You learn to get better by kind of borrowing or adapting or training yourself in the ways of the people that came before you.
In a lot of ways, that's why we keep having this conversation. In the 60s, it came up when George Harrison included a sitar in Norwegian Wood. And then, 20 years later, Paul Simon released Graceland, using South African beats and South African musicians. Somebody cry, why? Since then, there have been lots more examples. From the obvious, Katy Perry in cornrows, and a Taylor Swift video filmed in an entirely white Africa, to the more complicated, Shakira belly dancing and Macklemore acknowledging the theft of black culture in a 9-minute song that exploits what he's railing against. Natasha Tamar Sharma is a professor at Northwestern who studies hip-hop. She says the question is not what's acceptable. Instead, it's about the effect of thoughtless appropriation. When we get caricatures of other cultures, she says, it's easier for people to view them as subhuman. Easier to pass unfair economic policies, for example, or even, she says, to start a war.
I think that when people of color and dominated groups just become a backdrop with no voice and context, no humanity, I think that's the problem.
That brings us back to Coldplay and Beyoncé.
It just seems so damn corporate, something that a Duran Duran might have done in 1985. And it's just, you know, and that just makes it mediocre.
That's Greg Tate again. He says the discussion on appropriation is subjective. So ultimately, he chooses to subscribe to the wise words of Public Enemy's Hank Shockley.
He said the only question that matters is whether or not it's dope. You know, they may be offended, but at the same time, they'll just have to admit you made something that works.
The Coldplay Beyonce collaboration, he says, is not dope. Ada Peralta, NPR News.